تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: العجز آفة، والصبر شجاعة، والزهد ثروة، والورع جنة، ونعم القرين الرضا.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Incapability is a catastrophe. Endurance is bravery. Abstinence is riches. Self-restraint is a shield against sin. And the best companion is submission to Allah's will."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The beautiful persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is a complete persona, it is a perfect persona, and it is a persona which was molded by the Holy Prophet himself. Many a times we have called Imam Ali alayhi salam the living miracle of the Messenger of Allah. This complete and universal persona, when it speaks about truths and realities which transcend time and space. And so we find that these words of Imam Ali and these aspects of the personality and persona of Imam Ali has been able to surpass thousands of years and reach every single one of us. And not only has these words of wisdom of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, reached every single one of us, but it still has an integral effect and influence upon our lives. Imam Ali talks about a persona that is completely different from his, the exact opposite. We find that Imam Ali was not led away by passions. Imam Ali was not eager for pleasures, and he was not covetous for collecting and hoarding wealth. In one of these places, Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about an individuals and individuals in general who cannot be relied upon, who cannot be trusted with positions of power, whether they are political or spiritual positions of power, and individuals who can damage themselves, but they can also damage and hurt societies and nations on the whole, especially if they have positions of political and or spiritual power. When talking about these kind of individuals, Imam Ali alayhi salam describes them as being eager for pleasures, and they are easily led away by passions, and they are covetous for collecting and hoarding of wealth. Imam Ali then says that neither of these kind of people, or none of these people, has any regard for religion in any matter. And the nearest example of these people is like the cattle which is loose. Surely one of the things that leads a human being astray is being eagerly desirous of pleasures, materialistic pleasures which last only a few fleeting moments, but their effects, and we're talking about their negative effects, can last for a lifetime. Or human beings that are easily led away by passions, they're led away by desires, they are led away by these carnal instincts that a person has, subjugated and chained by these passions. Or an individual who is jealous and covetous and greedy for collecting and amassing wealth, wealth which will only last for the few years, the few temporary years in this life, and they won't last, past our grave. Of course, that wealth which we have earned and we spend for the cause of Allah, on the path of Allah, surely that will help us. But other than that, just collecting and amassing wealth, it does not help us in any way. And then Imam Ali says that these kind of individuals are those that they don't regard religion in any matter. For the people who don't care for religion, these are their qualities. And then he connects these people like loose cattle who are free to roam whatever and whenever they want, and they do whatever they want. But in reality, it is nothing more than an animal. A very thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program. And at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inna qulub al mukhbitin ilayka wa laha.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lean on thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon the messenger the infallible book that accepts no falsehood or error, which shall stay like this till the day of judgment. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give people what Allama calls al-quwwatul qudsiyya, or the spiritual power. What is this? He explains that with many people, the faculty of desire, anger, imagination, etc. is usually overpowering, is what controls our actions. And this can be seen across centuries. He then goes on to extensively show that through rational discussion and pondering and reflection, that an imam is needed to guide mankind towards God and what they need to achieve in order to gain success, given the principles just outlined. He emphasizes a lot on the obligation of lutuf, the kind compassion, and how the Creator has made it incumbent upon himself not to leave mankind astray without the correct leadership. Allama Al-Hilli presents hundreds of points to demonstrate the belief in Isma, the error-free divine grace that indeed we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. For example, he states that if the Imam was not ma'soom, if he was not error-free or sinless, he would need the help of others. And if others are better in one aspect, this doesn't make that person an Imam chosen by Allah to lead, since he would not be indeed sufficient, and indeed would be insufficient, requiring other individuals' helps. The law of lutuf, special compassion of Allah, for his servants entails that he grants isma to those that he chooses so that they are followed, are correct role models and guides, and of course gain the trust of the people. Amongst the many Quranic verses he cites is, for example, the one in Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 35. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ حق أن يتبع أم من لا يهدي إلا أن يهدى. Is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or he who is not guided unless he is shown the way? Now Allama states that the non-ma'soom cannot be followed as a leader, as they need guidance themselves, whereas the ma'soom has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore in the position to give guidance to others. There are many other proofs presented in this book, but sadly I have not seen a translation of this book, Kitab al-Alfain, to English. And I hope that one day it will be translated, inshallah, for the benefit of the masses, especially at a time where the subject of imama is being questioned and much confusion spread by certain individuals.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.